Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air Music. Yes, it's time for Fancy New Band. And today in the studio, we have Sneakers. Hello, Sneakers.
Hello.
That was Chris, you can hear. And in the background, who have we got here? Not background, but unmiked, I should say.
We got Eddie and we got Matt here.
And Eddie and Matt.
Yep.
What are they playing today?
We got a bass down here, and then Matt has an assortment of things, starting with the saxophone, and then he's got some keys too.
Thanks.
The MacBook computer, the newest instrument.
Thanks so much for coming in today. So Sneakers is a project that's been bubbling away for a couple of years now, sort of, that you formed with Nick Raven, who's not here today because he's based in Dunedin.
Yes.
So how did you guys come to work together?
We just met at a wine cellar gig and got talking, and he was hoping to take on a sort of producery role.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, this was maybe 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'd been like a very much a solo guy. I'd done a bunch of hitchhiking around New Zealand and kind of done my solo sort of folky thing. And so the idea of working with someone, that was really interesting. And so we got talking, and he said, why not? And we wrote a song, and we were kind of like, oh. This feels good. And ever since that day, we've been making music, slowly but surely.
I appreciate Nick for his collaborations as well. Like, he seems like a very inclusive person. He's been doing that sort of thing for a few years now as well. Like, he had I can't remember the name of a project going. How do you find working with someone that's sort of based so far away?
That's a new addition. We're figuring that out. It feels good so far. I think it's just weird not being in the same room.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the easiest thing to do, is just sit down and nut out some parts, especially when you're, say, working on a bass line or something, and we could directly exchange ideas.
Mm.
But we'll figure it out. Yeah.
And you guys have a couple of singles that are up on Spotify at the moment. Come Around, Sundown. Natural Attraction.
Yes.
Have I missed anything?
No, those are our only two releases so far.
Yeah, but you're working on material.
Yeah.
And what do you got? What's happening with that?
I think the very first song that we ever wrote, we haven't actually released yet. That's sort of sitting in the back catalogue, and with a couple of newer songs, we're working on an EP, which we're hoping to release later this year.
Yeah.
And trying to just keep doing what we're doing, keep writing songs and putting them out and seeing how they go.
So yeah. Chris, you and Nick are kind of the core of Sneakers,
mm-hmm.
but is it somewhat fluid around you two, or do you have a band that's sort of locked in place these days?
It's interesting. Matt, who plays sax, has kind of been with us from the very start. I think he played on the very first tune we ever did, and he's kind of been here since. So for the two gigs that we've done, Matt's played both of them, and then Ed here has jumped on for the next gig. So in regards to the band, I guess it's who we have the fortune to play with, really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sometimes it's the people that wrote the parts, and sometimes it's other amazing musicians that are on hand.
Saw that you played with George Young the other week. Last week.
He's the man.
He's great, isn't he? We had him up a couple of weeks ago, and I think he's like not what people expect when he starts singing his voice.
Yeah. His whole demeanor, and like, he's a really nice guy, and his whole look and stuff, he's really cool, and he's just doing his thing. It just happens to be groovy as heck and beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of like sonic touchstones, what would you say for Sneakers you kind of... looking at?
Ooh, we like a lot of different stuff. I know for a fact Nick is a real big fan of Leisure,
mm-hmm.
and he's a big fan of Parcels, which is like a Kiwi based band in Berlin.
Aussie?
Oh, Crikey Dick. Yeah, there we go. And I like things like Tame Impala, and I like things a little bit more groovy, like Wolfpick and that sort of thing. And so imagine those kind of things all meshed together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the sound that we make.
I can see that coming together. Should we hear some Sneakers?
Yeah, why not?
Let's go.
May we mention that this is drummerless Sneakers, so usually we have a bit of a different kind of groove today. We're using the stomp here to replace a drum kit, which is, you know,
we did say it was a fluid band situation. Yeah.
Indeed. Very fluid.
It was very fluid.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Close.
been so long. Now I feel like there is something hanging over your shoulder, and I don't know just how long. I can hold you up and give you all when I need to go home. I don't wanna work you up, but I don't wanna give out my heart. Come around sundown, love. Come around sundown, love. I don't wanna work you up, but I don't wanna give out my heart. Come around sundown, love. Come around sundown, love. Saying I don't want the happy endings, but I do want you right now. I don't wanna work you up, but I don't wanna give out my heart. Come around sundown, love. Come around sundown, love. I don't wanna mess you up, but I do wanna give out my heart. Come around sundown, love. Come around sundown, love.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
That's Come Around Sundown.
Yes. That was our first single. So that was the second song we wrote, interestingly. And that was part of the reason we were like, all right, maybe we've got a thing here.
I feel like that's definitely something that could get stuck in the head. Very catchy.
Okay, cool. I forgot about the fact that it has a swear word in the chorus. So I kind of I took a bit of like artistic liberty to not put that in there. I hope that's okay with you. Yeah, cool. All right. Is this where we play another tune?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So I think this next one we're going to do is called New Mert. I'm just going to quickly retune my guitar here and then we'll give it a go. This is sort of more an acoustic-y sort of thing. It's not in tune, is it? To tell you a little bit more about it, well, it's really interesting to talk about these songs because they all took so long to make, so it's kind of hard to know where one starts and one ends.
Why is that? That's because you guys are so busy, right? You're doing all your various projects.
Pretty much. I play in a band. I play in a folk band called Albie and the Wolves, which takes up like most of my time. And then Nick was studying business at university. And so kind of between those two things, we found it really hard to be in the same room. Mm. But we love the project so much that we just persevere anytime we get any chance, which is, I guess, part of the reason everything took so long. And that's boom. Cool. This is called New Moon. Thank you. I knew that weekend that I would not love you. You were near but seemed so distant, just passing through. So slow to get to know ya. Can't you see I want ya? I'm trying to be more open. I would like to see you soon. Underneath the full moon. I saw you later, but I didn't think you were coping. I know he seems stronger, he must be broken. So slow to get to know ya. Can't you see I want ya? I'm trying to be more open. I would like to see you soon. Underneath the full.
Over to get to the microphone, so it takes me a little while. What was the name of that song?
So that song's called New Moon. That's one of the unreleased tracks.
Yeah.
So thank you for, you know, being on the airwaves and getting out to the world for the first
thank
time.
Thank you. And you have a beautiful voice. How long have you been singing for?
Oh, thank you very much. I've been singing my whole life.
Yeah.
I've been singing in bands. I think I joined my first band in high school when I was like 16 or something. So I've been singing in bands about 10 years. Mm. And yeah, that's
something that's very comfortable for you.
I love it. I love singing. I love writing songs, singing, all those sorts of things.
What have you got for us now?
So this is the next song that we released. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, this song was released in France with a label called Kitsune. And so that's kind of gone out in the airwaves.
How did you connect with Kitsune?
They found us, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, they found us. And yeah, I don't know, the song feels really good.
Yeah.
The music feels so great to play. It's weird, it's been so long. So all I do when we play gigs is talk about how happy I am to play it, but I really am.
That's good vibes.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, sweet. I guess should we crack on?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
The first time I saw you, I knew I wanted you. From all the way across the room, but I would not and I could not just give in. Well, it seems that I want, the things that I can't hear. You and I had a natural attraction. Doesn't mean that it's good.
Amazing. That was so good. So beautiful.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Excuse my squeaky microphone. There we go. Got Sweet. It. I've got it sorted.
Cool.
Thank you, Chris, Eddie, and Matt. Sneakers.
And Ian too. Ian deserves
and
a
Ian.
Shout out.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Ian's filming here in the studio this morning. If you just tuned in, that was Sneakers. We'll have to give a special shout out to Nick because I feel like he'll be either listening or listening later to the podcast. And unfortunately, he can't be here because he's in Dunedin. But your partner in crime and as far as Sneakers.
He would love to be here straight up. He would be in the business. So.
So as we mentioned earlier, you have an EP sort of in the works there.
It doesn't have a name yet, I'm sorry.
And when are we hoping to hear more about that?
Probably October. That's what I'm looking
for. That's not too far away. The year is speeding by. And how should we stay up to date with what's going on with Sneakers? Where's the best place to
If you
follow?
Guys want to follow what we're doing, just find us on Facebook. That'd be amazing. We have an Instagram as well. And if you want to check out our music, then find us on Spotify.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Thanks again. Thanks so much for coming up.
Thank
pleasure
you very
to
much
have
for
you.
Having us, man. Thank you guys for playing with me today too.
Yeah.
Cheer, boys.
Beautiful.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.